how to get a scholarship at one of your top school choices. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 89. And a great spring welcome to you. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach, author, speaker, podcaster, and I'm here with you because I'm a dad of two scholarship athletes and went through the process you're going through right now and was able to do it successfully by God's grace and learned a lot through it and have been enjoying teaching other families the same process for years. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is sponsored by my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Get a hold of it on Amazon. You got three choices. You can get it in Kindle, paperback, or Audible audiobook. And here in Colorado, we got some snow as we head into opening day of the baseball season. Hard to believe spring is here and it's white on the ground. In fact, driving into the studio, using a remote studio today, I went through the snow. It just doesn't seem like baseball weather. But hey, things change here. It might be 70 this weekend. I don't know what it's like where you're at, but if you got spring fever and you're a baseball fan, then hey, this is it. And that intersects with the Final Four. So March Madness, all that, this is a great time for sports. Hockey season winding down. My LA Kings trying to get a spot in the playoffs. And it's going to be, I think it's going to come down to the very last game. You don't care about that. You care about how to get an athletic scholarship. I've got something for you, brand new for you. It's a great price. It's free. I've been promising this, and finally, I got it done. And I want to offer you right on my website. You can go get it, something I'm very proud of. And I want to be able to instill within you what you need with the tools in order to follow this process step by step to an athletic scholarship. So what I have for you is the Recruiting Power Pack. The Recruiting Power Pack. And that consists of three things. These things are items that are designed to make sure you start on track, stay on track, and finish in the right track. Okay? So here's what I want you to go get. Very first day this has become available. The first thing is the first steps to an athletic scholarship. It's a very easy to read, very short PDF document that I put together that distills everything down into how you can make that first step, take those first steps and do them right. The first steps to an athletic scholarship. Go and get that. Secondly, as part of this Recruiting Power Pack, it's my audio. When and how to use video. Sounds kind of weird. I got an audio on how to use video. Well, go ahead and get that because that's one of the biggest things people have been asking me is, what do I do about video? How do you produce it? What should be on it? That type of thing. And this audio will spell that out for you clearly. The audio, when and how to use video. And the third thing is a vital tool that will radically change your recruiting process. It's the template for your player profile or resume. It's a fillable form. It's a document. You just fill it in. It's clearly shows you what needs to be in every part of this one-page resume, one-page player profile that will help you get the attention of college coaches. It's like a magnet. When they see this and the right content is on there, they understand who you are and whether you might be a good fit for their program. And you want that, right? That's what this whole episode is all about. Getting into the schools and getting a scholarship at your top choices. Your player profile will help you do that. This is a template. I want to offer it to you. So these three things in the Recruiting Power Pack, the first steps to an athletic scholarship. Secondly, the audio, when and how to use video. And thirdly, the player profile and resume template. Where do you get all this? It's at recruitme.com. It's right there. Just switched it out. Old offer is gone. The new one is up, and this is going to be here for a while. Recruit-me.com. Go and get it. Use it, and make sure you tell me what you thought of it. Well, it is episode number 89, and going to really hit on something that I think is of high interest to you, and that is how to get an athletic scholarship at one of your top school choices. I mean, we all want to go to the right place, whatever that might be, and you got some on your mind. I want to share with you three things. I usually do three things, either three or five. It's three this time that will help you really stay focused on that. The first one is to start right. If you're not starting right, then the end, you're going to be way off track, or you're never going to finish at all. Start right. And what do I mean by that? If you want to get a scholarship, parents, if you want your son or daughter to get a scholarship at one of your family's top school choices, then you need to start from a list of schools, prospective schools, that are good fits to begin with. You need to do your homework on the front end to start right. I've talked about this before. It's not just what feels good. It's not just where you went, parent, that you want your son or daughter to go to. It's not just what you think about a school without being informed real well. It's not just about athletics. There are a lot of things that go into the right fit school. And you need to begin with a pool of colleges and universities that are the right fit to begin with, or are prospectively the right fit. You won't know until the end. You got to do this in 3D. You can't just do it with a list. So start with that list that are possible good fits for the right reasons. For instance, academically, is this a good match for your son or daughter academically? Some schools are below their academic ability. Some are too high. I know you want to challenge your son or daughter. You don't want them to be frustrated, though. So take a look at that as far as academic ability. As far as academics, does a school even have the major that your son or daughter is interested in? John, they're sophomores now. I don't know if my son, my daughter, I don't know what they're interested in at this point. Well, I think you do. And if you don't, then you need to have that conversation. You need to find out what stirs them academically and for their future. What is their vision of their life for their future? Yeah, there's a good chance they're going to change their major once, maybe twice once they get in. You just never know. But you've got to have a good starting point. They have a certain bent. They have certain interests. And that's what you have to go on right now. Check out the academics. Not only the level, but what these schools offer. I went to a school that didn't offer a major that I ended up in, and I did transfer, but my first year wasn't a waste because I had to take the basic courses anyway, and I discovered what my interest was in. But you as a parent need to pull that out of your son or daughter and get an understanding of where they want to go. As they verbalize it and they understand it, that will be helpful to narrow down the school choices. You got to be thinking about where the school is. Do they want to go far away from home or close to home? Didn't matter to me. I was more interested in going far away. I guess it was kind of adventurous. Our sons went far away. Our daughter went pretty close to home. And it's good to know, do they want to go far from home? Would they like to stay close to home? In-state, out-of-state, that type of thing. How about the size of school? I loved being at a big school. My first year at the University of Minnesota, over 40,000 there. I transferred to Indiana, over 30,000. They're even bigger now. But I loved that. Absolutely loved that. I don't know if I would have liked a small school or not, but I certainly enjoyed being at a big school. And your son or daughter may not know whether a large school, small school is part of the mix for them, which one it is. It's good to talk about that, though. There are so many things, so many factors in making that school choice that you need to talk about on the front end. You need to start right. Go out and have that conversation. Do some internet research. Maybe visit some schools. This isn't a one-and-for-all list. It's not something. So this is the list. We got to stick with it. We can't eliminate any, and we can add to this. I got to tell you, too, that no matter how big your list is, it'll probably be cut in half, not by your choice, but by the choice of the college coaches, whether they choose to recruit your son or daughter. That's why I always say cast your net wide. Have a big list to begin with, something that is within the scope of what your choices and desires, what your bent is as a student athlete, so many of those factors. Somebody once said to me, and looking for a job, you're not going to find one of those that's exactly right. Yeah, but you got to find one that maybe hits 70% of what right is to you in that fit. The same way for schools. You're not going to find one that is exactly the right fit, but you got to hit, say, 70% of what would be the right fit for you. Start right, and you got a better chance of ending right. The next point is the 80-20 principle. Spend 80% of your time on 20% of the schools. Why is that? As you move along, you're not going to be able to do this at the beginning, but as you move along, some schools are going to surface as ones that coaches are more interested in you than, say, other coaches at other schools. You're gravitating more towards these schools. And there just seems to be something coming together where you're in the zone and you know this maybe 5 or 10 schools that could be the right fit for you as you move along. And this list is going to get smaller as you go along. So what you want to do is not divide your time and effort throughout your whole list of 30 or 40 that may be in the hopper, or 20 that may be in the hopper at the time. You know, you got 20 conversations going along, or 20 schools that you are still in the running. But what are those schools that are probably your top ones? You want to make sure you invest your most time in those relationships with coaches and the effort to be noticed by those schools. For instance, when you're going to go to a camp, pick a camp where that core group of schools that's in your 20% where the coach is going to be there. Spend 80% of your time on the 20%. Very important. It helps you stay focused. Otherwise, in this whole recruiting game, you could be so spread out that it gets really difficult to move forward and keep that momentum going. While you want to cast your net wide in your list of schools, after a while, you want to narrow it down and focus your time on those 20%. So 80% of your time on 20% of the schools. And then the third thing that you should do in order to get a scholarship at one of your top school choices is develop a report card. You know what a report card is. You want to keep a report card on these schools that are in the running. I mean, all of them. You might be surprised that one of those that's not in the core, you didn't think would be one of the ones that would be in the final running. All of a sudden, something happens where that school then rises to the top and it becomes your choice. However, you don't really know in comparison one school against another, especially when you got several of them going at once on your list here. How do you rank them? How do you be objective about this? It's not just a feelings thing. It's not just the latest conversation that you've had with a coach and his or her interest in you. You've got to be objective because this is a big, big decision for the future. And it may not even necessarily be the school that offers you the most money. There are many factors. Keep a report card on these schools and these coaches. I've developed that in the Recruit Me system. But basically, you just make columns of the schools. Maybe you got 10 of them, so you got 10 columns. And then line items that you're judging the schools by. Academic fit. Financial. Maybe it's a financial element in there. In other words, the net that you're going to have to pay. Not the amount of the scholarship, but what's left for you to have to pay. Your fit within the program, the athletic program. As you get to know the coach, as you get to know the team, as you get to know philosophies. So those are just three things that are part of this report card. But think of the things that are most important to you that you need to judge these schools on. And there are about probably 7 or 8. I include them in my Recruit Me system. And I believe it's in the book as well, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. That way you're getting down to objective thinking and not just what feels good or which coach has the most interest in me. And there you have it. Those are those three things that you need to look at to get a scholarship at one of your top school choices. You want the place that is the best fit, where you're going to be satisfied for those 4 years that you're there. Parent, where your son or daughter is going to really enjoy their time there. So start right. Make sure your list to begin with is a list of schools which are candidates for the right fit. Secondly, the 80-20 principle, spend 80% of your time on 20% of the schools, the ones that rise to the surface as the core schools you're interested in. And third, keep a report card. so you can make an objective choice when it comes down to the end. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to go ahead to my website, recruitme.com, and get your recruiting power pack. It's brand new. It's right there waiting for you, and I've got it. The First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship, a PDF document about 12 pages long that will lay the foundation to get you off to a good start. Secondly, the audio on when and how to use video. And third, the player profile or resume template. All three of those are waiting for you at recruitme.com. And I'll talk to you next week.